At kumanda mo ito lapis, pulpi o papil kay Horacio magbubukaw ni Ria. May namay yung ikatan. Magbubukaw ni Ria. Magbubukaw ni
Praise the Lord.
Dalay ko ng Diyos.
You have to use it. You have to use it. You have to use it. Okay, praise the Lord.
Dalay ko ng Diyos.
Amen. Let us pray.
Ako sa ta.
Father, we thank you for this. For today, we thank you for the opportunity that you have given to us to come into your presence. We thank you for your son that you have given to us. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that you have given to cleanse us from our sins. Therefore, we come to that blood of cleansing. And we receive the ministry of the blood of Jesus. And we receive the life that comes from that blood. And we receive the light that comes from that blood of Jesus. And we receive the healing that comes from that blood of Jesus. And we receive the deliverance that comes from that blood. We receive the light and the encouragement that you give to us through the blood of Jesus. And even the freedom from the bondage of sin that comes by the blood of Jesus. So Lord, we ask that you will sprinkle this blood upon our hearts even today. And by that blood we bind every principality and power. And by that blood will come against the power of darkness. By that blood we come against all the workings of the enemy. And we come against every ministry of darkness. And Lord, we receive an entrance into your presence by that blood. Because it is the blood that cleanses us. We pray that your blood will sanctify our hearts. It will grant us an open heaven. It will grant us access into your presence. I will pray you will sanctify our hearts. You sanctify our ears. That we might receive that which you are giving to us today. We bless your name, O Lord. For the trumpet of jubilee that is sounding. For the trumpet of freedom that is sounding. And we receive that call to freedom. To come out of Egypt. To come out of bondage. Blessed be your name, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Mark has already introduced me. My name is Chijioke. Well, there's a short form of my name. And it is jokes. Amen. So when you hear the name, you start laughing. So it makes you happy. Amen. So today we are going to look at the book of Hebrews. The book of Hebrews chapter 8. Can I use this one?
Use
and keep this one. Amen. Hallelujah. So, does everybody hear English? So do you want to read all?
I will interpret, and some after one day I will read.
Okay, so let him read the whole of Hebrews chapter 8. Okay, so the brother is going to read Hebrews chapter 8 for us. Okay, listen.
Okay, paminaw mo kay nai basahon ni brother dito.
Hebrews chapter 8 from verse 1 to the end. Yes.
Okay, paminaw mo sa kung sa paghimo pag nasa imo ni niya hangtod matapos ra kay sa tama na.
Okay. Ay paman mo so.
Ngayon nga ang eksona, tingin ng Biblia. Ang program mong pasabot maong ano na kita ay Pangulong Pari. Nagbigod siya sa pagsaburo sa Diyos, Diyos Pari. Naglagan siya ng mga Pangulong Pari sa lapit na regulaan na maong matukod ng turda na tinukod sa ino, bigil sa tao. Ang mga Pangulong Pari, ito na ang maghalad, umagasa, maghalad ng manap na ito sa Diyos. Busa ang ating Pangulong Pari, ginahanan mo sa meron na ihalo. Kung anak pa siya sa Yuda, iniiwas siya may mong pari, meron na may mga pari na naghalar o magkasa sa wala sa wala o sa mga bil. Ang iwa rin na iyon ng mga pari, kung sa lamang kakupya o anino, ito matuwa sa lagi. Sama sa pinigin, ang tanitabo kang Moises. Sa dahil na niya ang pagpapindo sa Yuda, ingnan sa Diyos. Imuhang iyon ang tanan, sumalat sa sumpanan, ngayon ipakita kanyang mabito sa bukit. Apang dihatagan si Jesus kung parehan ang kahundanan nga mas halangkong pakaayo kaysa ila. Sa samang pagkaagay, ang kasabutan kaya bihikay tali sa Diyos kung sa tao, mas maayo kaysa unang kasabutan tungkol kay pinipasikat man sa labit pang maayo mga saan. Kung wala pa sa iyo, kaya tungkol ang kasabutan, wala pong ta pinahanggana ang ikalima. Apan nagpakita ang Diyos kung kasaypanan, apan nagkakita ang Diyos kung kasaypanan sa iya katawan, mayroon siya. Nagsiyamot ang mga adlaw, naginom ang Ginoo, na maghimo ako bago kong kasabutan, tali sa katawan sa sarili, o sa manay sa muda. Bigit pinisama sa kasabutan ng ilang ko, tali sa ila ng mga katigulanan. Sa adlaw, nag-aga ko sila ang mamiya, ikan sa iyo at sa Egypto. Wala nila tumana ang kasabutan ng iyong kotali ka na ko o kanila. Pusa, wala ko sila kanumpalingan, mayroon ang Ginoo. Mawagini ang kasabutan ng iyong kotali sa kawang sa Israel, humani at itong mga adlaw ng iyong ang Ginoo. Iputan ko ang akong mga balaon, ihap sa ilang mga nahuna, o misulat ko kini sa ilang mga kasing-kasing. Mahimo ako kayo ng Diyos o mahimo sila na ako katawan o pili pinahanglan na magtudlog pa sila sa ilang isip kaurupyo o magsumpin sa ilang isip kalusunan. Pilha ang Ginoo kay makaila sila ng panaganako higang sa Diyos hato sa pinahalagod kanila. Pasailupot ko sila sa ilang mga kalapasan o pili unahin duman ang ilang mga sila. Sa pagkristo may tumod sa sagapag o kasalupan ang Diyos na hiugdaan sa hauna o ang tanan na nagkaraan o nagkadunod mahanaw sa hindi manugay.
Amen.
Amen. Araw kayo, no?
The Bible tells us that we have two covenants. The old and the new covenant. The bad news is that many of us, we are living the life of the old covenant in the time of the new covenant. The good news is that God wants us to live the life of the new covenant in the time of the new covenant. Many of us have received the old wine. Because Jesus told us the story of the old and the new wine. So the wine that has been served in the church for the past many years, many generations, is the old wine. Is the old wine. Many of us have been drinking the old wine. Sorry. So many of us have been drinking the old wine. But today God is bringing a new wine to us. So how many of us want to drink the new wine?
Amen.
Amen. Well, the Bible says when you drink the new wine, you still want to go back to the old wine that you have been used to drinking. Because it says when you drink the new wine, not many people want to continue to drink that new wine. You want to go back to the old one. So there is a new wine and there is an old wine. And the Bible tells us, as we have seen in the book of Hebrews, that there is a new covenant and then an old covenant. And it's not just a new and old covenant. There is an old priest and a new priest. Then you also have an old temple and a new temple. Then you have old sacrifices and new sacrifices.
Sacrificio
Amen. So which one are you following? Are you following the old sacrifice or the new one? You know, Brian Martin was saying, it's not very easy for you, you know, to change from the old to the new. Something must happen to you before you can change. And maybe by the time we finish, you will see that maybe you are in the old and that you need to change to the new. So there are three things that we have talked about. We have talked about the covenant. And the covenant is old, and then the new
covenant.
And then we've talked about the temple. And then you have an old temple. And then a new temple also. Then we have talked about the priest. Then you have an old priest. And then you have a new priest. So there are three things. And these three things will bring us to the fourth thing. And those three things will bring us to the offering. The offerings and the sacrifices. Amen.
Amen.
And God cannot do anything with you unless you make a covenant with Him. So how many people here have a covenant with God? Do you have a covenant with God?
Yes.
Well, are you very sure?
Yes.
Because the covenant must be by blood. How many of us remember the covenant in our villages? I'm sure in your villages you have festivals, you have things they do, rituals that they do in your villages, you know, so, or your towns. When somebody is born, you have sacrifices you make. When somebody dies, you have sacrifices that you make. And then when somebody is getting married, you have sacrifices that you make. And when somebody is sick, you have very bad sickness, there are sacrifices you make so that you'll be healed, isn't it so? Or when you want something bad to happen to your enemy, you gotta make some sacrifices. And some people, when they want to be rich, they go and make some sacrifices. They join a cult and they make blood sacrifice, isn't it so?
Ah, siya, bisa ko sa dagawang tanong, luto ng mga patulunan, muha ko siya dito para makuha niya, makuha.
Sometimes in the village, when something bad is happening, or when you want to go to war against a neighboring town or a neighboring people, or in times of war or conflict, you make a sacrifice. And if you are really serious, you make a blood sacrifice. Is it not so? You make a blood sacrifice. So, in the Old Testament, there was a blood sacrifice. So God made a blood sacrifice with Abraham, is it not so? Now the Bible tells us that the life of the flesh is in the blood. You know, in Leviticus chapter 7, the Bible says the life of the flesh is in the blood. So when you think of blood, you think of life. When you think of blood, you think of light. And when you think of blood, you think of power. So when you bring the blood of an individual, we know that there is power in the blood. Amen. So the Bible tells us that there are two covenants. So before God could have a relationship with Abraham, there had to be a blood covenant. And because of that blood covenant, Abraham entered into a new relationship with God.
Si Abraham, mao kato hinungdan nga nakaabot siya, nagsunod siya dito sa bago nga pakinsaan.
And because of this covenant, Abraham changed his country.
Si Abraham, nibago siya o iyahang pilihanan.
The covenant was so powerful that his country changed. God told him, you must come out from your old country into a new country. He told him, you must change your tribe. You must change your tribe. I will take it again. Abraham changed his tribe.
Si Abraham sa dihanan ng ikominan sa Ginoo ang iyahang kaliwat ni Pagko. Parla.
And Abraham changed his family.
Dito kay kaliwat ni Jesus, iya pagtibago ang iyahang pamilya.
So how many people here have changed their country?
Ah,
How many people have changed their country? How many Filipinos are in this room? How many from Philippines? From this, in this room? Okay, how many Americans are in this room? How many Nigerians in this room? How many Negritos are in this room? Or Bengalese are in this room?
Bengalese,
or
Filipino?
Oh, yeah, Filipino.
Yes.
So that means you are in the old covenant. If you are Filipino, you are in the old covenant.
No.
You cannot be Filipino and in the new covenant. Because when you receive the blood of Jesus, you come into a new country.
Okay.
You come into a new tribe. Are you coming to a new family? Well, it's good to clap and be excited. Because there are implications for changing a country. So that means your culture will change also. You know, what does culture mean? Culture, what does it mean? Culture means the way you live, the way you live. That's your culture. The way you train your children is culture. The way you relate with your wife, that is culture. The way you marry, that is culture. The way you dress, that is culture. The type of food you eat and how you eat and cook that food is culture. So, in the new covenant and in Christ, we have a new way of doing things. But in the old wine that we have been drinking in the church, what they told us was that when you become a Christian, you still continue to do the things you are doing before. Nothing has changed. So, when you become a Christian, you learn a better way to worship the idols of your father.
sa diyan na ata sa na pagkakristiyano na ato na ang ibiyahan ato na ang pagsimbang Diyos Diyos, di ba?
You call those idols by a new name, but you still continue to worship them. So you still celebrate Christmas and Easter. So you say Jesus was born in Easter and he was born in Christmas time and he died in the time of Easter. So the old wine will make you religious. It doesn't bring you into a new experience. Because the old covenant does not change you. It makes you to be a church goer. But the new covenant is different. The new covenant changes the way you think. The new covenant is for your mind. It is meant to change the way you think. It is meant to change you in the inside. But the old covenant makes you a church goer. It makes you to go to church. If you receive the new covenant, your mind will change. You stop being a Filipino. You stop being an American. You become a new person. Amen.
Amen.
So we find that many people are in the church, but they have not come into the new covenant. If you come into the new covenant, you'll be a new person. Your relationships will change. The new covenant must work somewhere. The new covenant must work in a temple. In the old covenant, there was a temple. There was a physical temple. In the new covenant, Jesus said there is a new temple. Can you read for John chapter 2? John chapter 2. Verse 19. John chapter 2 verse 19 to 21. This was when Jesus began his ministry. That he said there is a new temple. When Jesus came, the old temple was still there. The old temple was still there. But Jesus said there is a new temple. And Jesus said that he was that temple. Jesus said there is a new temple. Now this was a new message. And I'm sure it may be new to many of us in this room. You have been going to church all this time. And when you think of temple, you think of a building. Maybe you think this building is the temple of God. And when you come into this building, you are very holy and you walk very quietly. Well, that is the old covenant. Amen. That is the old wine. In the new covenant, the temple is something different. So Jesus brought a new message. And that new message is that you are the temple of the living God. That you are the temple of the living God. So you have a new covenant, and you have a new temple. Amen. You have a new covenant and a new temple. So let's read another scripture. First Corinthians chapter 3. First Corinthians 3 verse 16.
Versículo 16.
He said, "Know you not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?" He says, "Do you not know that you are the temple of the living God?" How many of us know that we are the temple of God?
Kaya pag natin may sumur na nalagyan mo, ako ang tinus ko.
How many of us know that you are the temple of the living God? Amen. That is the good news of the gospel. Amen. So there is a new covenant. And there is a new temple. Amen. Now, when Jesus brought this message to them, not many people were happy with him. Not many people were happy. The church leaders were not happy with him. Because in the church, they were making money from that system. And that is the story today in the church. That the church is giving you and giving me an old wine. Because in the old temple, they had the people who were in charge of that temple. They were the temple officials. They did not want the people to be free to worship God. Because if you want to worship God, you come to them. Then they will teach you. You give them offering. You form a long line to see them. If you have any offering, you have to wait for the priest. And it was a profession. And the people they were benefiting from it. Eli and his sons, they were living fat. They were big people. From the offerings of the people. Eli. They were interested in the offerings the people were bringing. They didn't really care about the people. And that is the story of the church today. That even though God has changed the old temple, the church system of today is still bringing the old. They are still bringing and teaching the old. They are not showing the people of God the way. They are not bringing the new wine, the good news of the gospel. But there is a new wine. There is a new message. Amen. And that message is that you are the temple of the living God. Because God wants to dwell in you. God wants to talk to you. God wants you to have a relationship with Him. He wants to call you by name. He doesn't want to go through another person to talk to you. Because in the old system, God will talk to Moses, and then Moses will talk to the people. So that Moses becomes very important. Are you in that kind of system? Is anybody who is in that kind of system? Where God has to talk to Moses to talk to you. That is the old wine. That is the old covenant. It is old. It is stale bread. It is bread. It is bread. But it's still old bread. Why do you want to eat old bread when you can have the new? You have new bread, but you want to eat the old one. God wants to talk to you. He said, no, talk to my brother, then he'll come and talk to me. It's like you're a mother, you want to talk to your child. You say, no, talk to my friend, then my friend will talk to me. So God wants us to repent. Amen. So God is bringing a word of repentance to us. He wants to talk to you. He said, I want to be your God. I want to be your God. Amen. Let us look at Romans chapter 1, chapter 12.
Romans chapter 12.
It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable worship. So this place is saying that you are the temple. And you are to present yourself to God. In the time of the Old Testament, there was a priest. There was a temple. And there was an old covenant. Amen.
Amen.
But the Bible says that when Jesus came, he brought a new covenant. And the Bible says that he brought a new temple. He came to tell us about a new temple. And in fact, he came to tell us that he is a new priest. That he was the new high priest. Amen.
Amen.
Who will bring a spiritual sacrifice? In the old covenant, they had physical sacrifices. In the new covenant, there is a new sacrifice. And Paul said that you are that new sacrifice. He says, present yourself as a new sacrifice. Present your body as a living sacrifice. Amen. The old wine is very dangerous. The old wine says God is not interested in your body. God is not interested in your mind. He only wants your money. God is not interested in your emotions. He is not interested in your desires. He is not interested in your appetite. He is not interested in the way you think. As long as you give God your money, God is satisfied with you. As long as you come to church, God is happy with you. As long as you give a good offering to the pastor, God is happy with you. That is old covenant. But what has happened is that many of us are living in the old, in the time of the new. And the churches that have come from America, from Spain, the churches that came from Spain are from Rome and from Europe and even from Nigeria. They have brought the old wine. So the Christianity that you find in the church today is the old wine. So many of us are Old Testament people living in the New Testament time. So we are worshiping the pastor. We worship our denominations. And we are still part of our nations, our tribes, and our families.
Buti pasabot niya na na gusto pa niya kita sa atulang pagalingong ang pamagi.
And we worship and serve the traditions of our fathers, of our great-grandfathers, and that is what is binding us. And many of us are living in bondage. But the Bible says you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set us free. How many of us want to be free today? Then you must receive the new covenant. You have to receive the gospel of Christ. It is a good news that Christ has come to set us free. From the bondage of the traditions of our people. The traditions of our people are the traditions of the ancestors. Some of us hear voices of our ancestors. The wife you married because you heard the voice of your ancestors. Some of us have separated from our wives and husband because you heard the voice of your ancestors. Because in your family all the women are not married. And even those who are married are back home serving in the family. We are serving familiar spirits. The gods and the spirits that rule our families have control over our lives. Even though we say we are Christians, we serve the familiar spirit. The names you have are the names given to you by the familiar spirit. The names you give your children are the names given by the familiar spirit. But that is the old covenant. Today you can have a new experience. Because when God makes a covenant with you, it is to bring you out of Egypt. If you make a covenant with God, even in the old covenant, it was to bring you out of Egypt. You cannot make a covenant with God and remain in Egypt. If you are in Egypt, it means you do not have a covenant with God. Egypt speaks of darkness. Egypt speaks of the ancestral spirit. Egypt speaks of the world. And it speaks of darkness, it speaks of sin. It speaks of worldliness.
kalimutan.
But the new covenant is to bring you out.
Ang bagong pag-isahan ng Exodus siya ang pag-abot o pag-anak sa Ginoo.
Today, if you desire to come out, God will visit you.
Ang Diyos, kung ikaw ay nating mo ang ikan sa pagpagawas ng ikan yan, ang kanang Ginoo magkapasinuhin.
The new covenant is to bring you out of Egypt.
Ang bago mapag-isahan ng Exodus, pagpagawas kita sa Diyos, ikan yan ang
to bring you into the kingdom of God. So if you look at the board, you have Egypt. This is Egypt. And then from Egypt, you come into the kingdom of God. So when you come into the kingdom of God, you must come to the first experience. It is a place of judgment. It is a place of judgment. It is a judgment of the soul. It is a place of judgment. Amen. It is a new experience. And the Bible calls it Passover. It is a Passover. You go from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. Amen. It is not the end of the journey, it is the beginning of a long journey. Amen. So the children of Israel, when they came to that experience, the Bible says that they have their staff on their hand. And that staff means that they are on a journey. But the church is teaching that when you are born again, you have ended the journey. That when you come to that experience, you have ended the journey. You are ready to fly away. When you are just beginning the journey. When you have not even entered the kingdom. You have just seen the kingdom. Amen. You don't know what the kingdom looks like. Because the holy place and the most holy place are covered. It's covered. It's a house you cover. So you just see the kingdom from far. He says, unless you are born of the water and of the spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. So there is the beginning of the journey. And then there is the end of the journey. And the Bible tells us that the end of the journey is the salvation of the soul. Amen. The end of the journey is the salvation of your soul.
Dinadamot ko dito sa ato ang pagpanaw may sulpon ang ato ang
And the Bible says the soul that sinneth shall die.
Ang Biblia mismo nag-ingon na ang kalagdan nagpakasala, mamatay kayo.
The soul that sinneth, it shall die.
Isa ang kalagdan nagkasala, mamatay.
And it is the soul that has sinned that must be saved. And it is this soul that has saved that is actually the priest of God. It is this soul that has been the priest of Baal that is now being brought into the kingdom of God. That must be
saved.
Amen.
Amen.
So there is a good news. And the good news is that there is a new temple. And there is a new covenant. And that you are the temple and also the priest. You are the priest in that temple. Hallelujah. Amen. So in this temple, your heart is the altar. Amen. Your heart is the new altar.
Amen.
So the Bible says you guard your heart. Be careful what comes into your heart. Your heart is the new altar of God. Amen.
Amen.
The altar is the place where the heavens and the earth meet together.
Ang altar, mao ang buti masagot niya, mao kinisya ang tao, ang Diyos, o langit, na ayon kabitan.
And your heart is that new altar of God.
O nga na siya, ang yung kasi na ayon sa bagong altar sa Diyos.
So Paul was saying, you should present your heart as a living sacrifice.
Mao lang sa Romanus, hindi ko siya nga, ihatag na ito nga itong kaugalingong ngayon, na ito sa Diyos.
It is important what you do with your emotions. It is important what you do with your mind. It is important what you do with your desires. Amen.
Amen.
I'm sure we will have another time to go further in looking at what God is saying to us. And I'm sure many of you will want to make a response to God. Because when God began to speak to Moses, he responded to God. He said, I will turn aside and look at this new thing God is showing me. And when he went to God, God began to show him more things. So I can feel that many of us need to make a response. Some of us have not made a covenant with God. Some of us have not come to the blood of Jesus. Some of us are still walking in the old covenant.
Ibigaw sa kanila niya kung daan na pakiksaan.
Some of us are still bound by the gods of our families. Some of us need a touch from God. And we're going to have an opportunity to do that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.